God was saying this morning, as we were in worship, like these two separate stories in the Bible came out to me, and I was like, okay, what is that? And then he took me to Matthew 11, which is where I'll go in a minute. But I was thinking about the woman with the perfume and how Jesus had entered the Pharisee's house and the religious leaders of that day, and she enters in and she washes his feet and she worships him. And then I was thinking about the woman with the issue of blood and how she was surrounded, like all these people were surrounding Jesus, and she, you know, pushed through the crowd and got in and touched him. And I was thinking about how Jesus can be in the room and you cannot touch him. He can be in the vicinity. He can be in the room, and we can choose to not engage him. And I was like, oh, God. If Jesus is in the room, I want everything that he has. If he's in the vicinity, like, right, people were drawn to the geographical location when they heard where Jesus was. They were drawn, and yet some of the people didn't engage him. Some of the people just were there in the vicinity. And I just was like, man, Jesus, I want to engage you. I want to engage you. Like, I want to live engaged. I want to live in a place of being engaged with Jesus and not allow circumstances and relationships and or things that I've been through to cause me to disengage. And I confess there are times I disengage. Sometimes it's just easier to be in the room with him. Because worship costs us. It does. Engaging him costs us at times. But I don't know. It was so incredibly beautiful this morning, and I could tell, like, his heart was just yearning for his people to engage him in such an intimate way, which leads me to Matthew 11, and I've spoken on this numerous times, but right, it's God's heart. He resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly, "The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique father-son operation coming out of father and son intimacies and knowledge." Intimate. "No one knows the son the way the father does, nor the father the way the son does." Jesus is saying, what I have with the father, you don't understand, but I'm not keeping it to myself. Jesus says, this relationship that I have with the Father that I'm engaged in, that I want to teach you, that I want to show you, I am not keeping this to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen, anyone willing to engage with Jesus, anyone willing to say, I'm not okay with just being in the room with him, but I have to engage him. We can know the Father, like we can know the Father the way the Son knows the Father because of what Jesus did on the cross. We can know him intimately, the intimate Father and Son relationship. It says, Jesus says, it's unique. And I want to show you. Then he says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. We're going to see what he sees this year. We're going to hear what he says, and we're going to release it. And this is how. by being engaged, by getting to just being engaged with him and getting to know him at a deeper level and asking him to teach us the ways of him and the Father, right? I'll show you how to take a real rest. Are you burned out? Are you weary? Are you tired? Get away with me and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Watch, like, the beauty of the Father and the Son, the relationship. And Jesus says, it's unforced rhythms of grace. It's unforced. It's just a flowing. It's a honoring and receiving and giving and receiving and giving and honoring and like this beautiful relationship. And it's unforced rhythms of grace. It's unforced. It's not, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. A couple Wednesdays ago, this is what God showed us this, and we just kept singing this verse. Linnea was just singing it, and it was like, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. My burden is easy and my yoke is light. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me. If life is difficult, if life, and I'll be honest with you, when life gets difficult, I tend to disengage. Like, it's weird because you would think it would be the exact opposite. But like, when things are good, then like, I am engaged, I'm connected. But it's weird because sometimes then when things get harder or things happen, it's like I tend to disengage. Like most people, you know, I think it's like in crisis or in whatever, like God is close, right? Like it's weird. I don't understand why I am the way I am, but that's all right. But he's saying here, keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So connection with Jesus is the key, right? He's the key. He's the answer. He'll show us how to take a real rest. Watch how he does it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace, and he won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. If we want to learn to live freely and lightly, we have to keep company with him. We have to stay engaged. We have to. Well, I mean, you don't have to. Clearly, you have a choice, right? There's free will. But this morning, I just really, really felt like Jesus was, like God is just like, man, I want connection. I want connection, and I want to be engaged, and I want my people to be engaged with me. And I kept hearing this, when this relationship is good, when this relationship is engaged, these relationships, things that we thought would never be fixed, will be fixed. Ha. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. I saw it so clearly. Like, when this is, and not saying that if these aren't okay, then something's wrong here. I'm just saying there's, at least for me, there's something that happens when I'm engaged and when I am tender here that helps this out here. Right? So this week, I encourage you to just get into this scripture and ask God to show you, ask Jesus, show me more about your relationship with the Father. Show me that unforced rhythm of grace of how it works, like how you guys just interact with one another and how you love one another and how you honor one another and how you receive one another and how you move with one another. Because Jesus doesn't want to keep any of it to himself. He wants to share it all with us. But we have to engage him. And if you're tired and worn out, get away with him. And he promises we'll recover our life. And he'll show us how to take a real rest. If we walk with him and work with him and watch how he does it, we will learn the unforced rhythms of grace. And he says he won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on us. If we keep company with him, we'll learn to live freely and lightly. So this morning, if you're wore out, any of that, I'm going to pray and ask God and just believe him to just touch us and move in us and engage, that we would engage him, that we would connect with him, that we would just learn from him. God, I just thank you so much. So much for your presence in this place. I thank you for worship that draws us in. I thank you for your heart after us. God, your word says it's because you first loved us that we can love you. And so I thank you for choosing us. I thank you for choosing us. God, I thank you for choosing to rescue us, to save us from ourselves, to mold us and to make us into what you have for us. God, I ask that where we have disengaged, that as we just move forward in this year, God, that we would engage you, that we would, God, would not just be satisfied with being in the same room as you, but that we would engage you, Jesus, that we would worship, that we would pour out all that you have given us, that we would just pour it out unto you. God, I ask that you just pour out, continue to pour out of who you are, continue to pour into us, continue to show us, lead us, guide us, direct us. God, I thank you that you do not put anything heavy or ill-fitting on us. God, show us how to keep company with you. Show us exactly what that means. Show us exactly how to do that, God. Show us how to engage you. Because we want to know. We want to hear everything that Jesus wants to say. I thank you that he calls us friends. God, I just thank you that you have given your angels charge over each and every one of us. And God, I just ask that you just continue to open up the hearts of our understanding. Open us up. Help us to understand. Pour out deeper revelation of who you are and who we are in you. In your name I pray, Jesus. I love you and I thank you. Bless your people. May your countenance shine upon them, God. May your face just be so close. May they know who you are and how much you love them. In your name, Jesus. Amen.